Morning Watch, Romans Week 4, Romans 13 through Romans 16. Related verses, Romans 14, 13, 15 through 16, 17 through 19, 21 through 23. 13. Therefore let us judge one another no longer, but rather judge this, not to put a stumbling block or cause of falling before your brother. 15 through 19. For if because of food your brother is wounded, you no longer walk according to love. Do not destroy by your food that man for whom Christ died. Therefore do not let your good be slandered, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. For he who serves Christ in this is well-pleasing to God and approved by men. So then let us pursue the things of peace and the things for building up one another. 21 through 23. It is good not to eat meat, nor drink wine, nor to do anything by which your brother stumbles. The faith which you have to yourself before God. Blessed is he who does not judge himself in what he approves. But he who doubts is condemned if he eats, because it is not out of faith. For all that is not out of faith is sin. Related reading. If we receive the believers in love, we shall not judge others, not put stumbling blocks before them, not grieve the brothers, not destroy the man for whom Christ died, but rather walk according to love. We must receive in the principle of love all the believers for whom Christ died. Please remember that Romans was written shortly after Paul had written 1 Corinthians, and that he wrote Romans from Corinth. Paul devoted 1 Corinthians 13 to the matter of love, inserting it between the two chapters that deal with spiritual gifts. In chapter 13, Paul presented the most excellent way of exercising the gifts, and he listed many of the attributes and characteristics of love. I believe that this concept of love was fresh within him when he wrote chapter 14 of Romans. Therefore, in Romans, it seems that Paul was telling the saints, you must receive others in the principle of love. Love must govern you. Love must be the controlling principle in the receiving of the saints. The receiving of the believers is not an insignificant matter. It is related to the judgment seat in the future, and it concerns the kingdom life in the present. According to the context, verse 16 refers to the eating by the ones who are stronger in faith. It is good to be strong in the faith, that there is nothing common, and that everything is suitable for eating. But you should not let your good be slandered in your being unwilling to take care of those who are weak in faith. For their sake, you must be careful about eating what you think is good for eating. Paul's intention is that for the sake of the weaker ones, it is better that you not eat. The church is the kingdom of God in this age. There is much argument between various schools of teaching concerning the kingdom of God. One school of thought claims that the kingdom of God is not with us today. According to this school, the kingdom of God was suspended at the time of Matthew 13. This school affirms that when the Lord Jesus came, he came with the kingdom of God and presented it to the Jewish people. Since the Jewish people rejected the kingdom of God, the Lord suspended it until the time of his return. Thus, this school teaches that during the period in which we live, there is no kingdom of God. However, Romans 14:17 says, "The kingdom of God is." This is a strong proof that the kingdom of God is here today. Further evidence that the church is the kingdom of God today is found in Matthew 16 18 through 19, where we see the words church and kingdom are synonymous and are used interchangeably by the Lord Jesus himself. In verse 18, the Lord says, I will build my church. And in verse 19, he said, I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Hence, the building of the church is actually the establishing of the kingdom. Furthermore, Paul in the epistles considered the kingdom of God as equivalent to the church. How wrong it is to say that the kingdom has been suspended and that it will return at the coming of the Lord. We should not accept this concept concerning the kingdom. We must return to the pure word which says that the church life is the kingdom of God. The church is a matter of grace and life, whereas the kingdom is a matter of exercise in this age and discipline in the coming age. The church, like a human head, has a different appearance when seen from different angles. If you look at the back of my head, you do not see any holes. However, if you look at the front, you will see seven of them. Although the back of my head differs from the front, both are aspects of one entity. It is the same with the church. From one angle, we see the church as a matter of grace and life. From another angle, we see it as the kingdom of God with exercise and discipline. In the church, on the one hand, we enjoy grace and experience life, while on the other hand, we undergo a certain amount of exercise. In one sense, the church is God's family, God's home. In this house, we enjoy grace and receive the life supply. In another sense, the church is also the kingdom. What is the meaning of the word kingdom? It means ruling. Many Christians say, I like to attend the meetings, but I don't like to be ruled. Whom do those elders think they are? Why must they be in the lead? On the one hand, the church is a family, a home that is full of grace and life. On the other hand, the church is a kingdom, a government to rule. In the church as the kingdom, we do have the leadership and the rule under the headship of Christ. This is a matter of exercise. In order to have the church life, we need the exercise of the kingdom. Thus, the church is our home, and the church is also our kingdom. In our home, we have the enjoyment of love, the supply of grace, and the riches of life. In the kingdom, we have the rule, the government, the exercise, and the discipline. Praise the Lord for both aspects of the church. I have heard many saints proclaim concerning the church, Praise the Lord, I am home. However, we also need to proclaim, Hallelujah, I am also in the kingdom. Furthermore, Paul says in verse 19, So let us pursue the things of peace and things which build one another. The things of peace are the things that keep the unity of the body. The things that build up one another are the things that minister life to the members of the body for the mutual building. We must pursue both categories of things. We have to seek after the things that keep the unity of the body with peace and the things that minister life to others. In order to do this, we have to leave all the doctrinal concepts behind and overcome all the frustrations that originate from mental knowledge. Satan is subtle. Through all the centuries, he has used and is still using doctrinal concepts and mental knowledge to frustrate the ministry of life and to divide the body of Christ. Therefore, we must overcome his subtlety by pursuing the things of peace for keeping unity and the things that minister life to others for the building of the body. Verses 20 through 21 say, Do not break down the work of God for the sake of food. All things indeed are clean, But it is evil for a man to eat so as to be a stumbling block. It is good not to eat meat, nor to drink wine, nor to do anything by which your brother stumbles. In all saved persons, there is an amount of God's work. God has called and saved them. God has done at least this much divine work in them. If we cause any of the believers to stumble by our doctrinal concepts, we break down, destroy God's work of grace in him. We should take care of God's work, not our doctrinal concepts. All of our religious practices must be cast aside for the sake of God's work of grace in others. We are free to eat anything, and we may do anything that is not sinful, but we should not eat anything or do anything by which a brother stumbles. We must take care of the building of the brothers in life, not the keeping of our religious concepts and knowledge. In verses 22 and 23, Paul says, "The faith which you have it to yourself before God. Blessed is he who does not judge himself in what he approves. But he who doubts is condemned if he eats, because it is not out of faith. For all which is not out of faith is sin." If we are the strong ones in faith, we should have faith to ourselves before God. It is blessed that we do not judge what we approve of doing, because we have the faith in doing it. But the weaker ones in faith, who do not have the faith as we do, are condemned if they eat anything about which they have doubts, because they do not eat by faith. All which is not by faith is sin. So we have to take care of the ones weaker in faith, not causing them to do anything about which they do not have faith.